Okay, Houston, follow Denver, coming up on the Highland areas. And again, in fire general observation, even when we were down at 50,000 feet, that yes, you do have some rough terrain here, but it doesn't appear as sharp featured or as rugged in a lot of places, like on the backside or over this Highland area as the lunar orbiter photo showed. Over.
Okay, we copy that, Tom.
And that's all three independent conclusions up here.
Roger, understand.
A real rough area is over past the Sabine and Ritter, where you have strictly a volcanic area. You have these little cones all tossed up. But out here in the Highland areas, yeah, you got a lot of slopes and things, but they're definitely not as rugged as what is showing there in those orbital photos.
Roger, understand. Looks like you could find some places to put down in there. Is that a firm?
Roger. I don't want to draw the conclusion unless we get back on the ground on that one. But out in the Mari area, yeah, from what we saw yesterday down low, like we pointed out, that's qualitatively 25 to 35% move. We're in pretty good shape. Over.
Roger, understand.
Right here, I'm looking right down in Cincinnati, some 60 miles up, and you can see the boulders on that outer edge and the shadows going over.
That's pretty amazing, Tom. Those must be pretty good-sized rocks down there.
Yeah, you can make a building or two out of each one out of this.
Roger. We can drop an ample and fall right in the hole down there.
Roger.
Last time around. Over.
Roger.
Hello, Houston. What's your recommendation on a purge here? I've got the heater down, and I'm looking for it in the flight plan. I don't see it.
Okay, did you say purge, Gino?
Did you tell me to put the H2 purge line heater on?
Roger, we wanted the purge line heater on. We anticipate purging number two here shortly. We don't want to do it just yet, though.
Okay, I'll be standing by for some work from you.
Roger, we do want the heater on, though, Gene.
Okay, it's been on 20 minutes now.
Very good, thank you. this is Houston. We'd like for you to go ahead and purge number two fuel cell now for 2 minutes. And we'd also like to have the high gain antennas as soon as you finish this photography. Over.
Okay, got bird 64 coming at you. And we'll start to see what fuel cell 2 purge go to at the time.
Roger, fuel cell 2 purge for 2 minutes. That's the hydrogen purge.
That's a hydrogen purge for 2 minutes, right?
That's affirmative, James.
Purge is started.
Roger. Roger, Dan, this is Houston. We're reading now, Jane.
Okay, you got auto-track and narrow beam. About three-quarter signal strength. Clear.
Roger, understand.
Okay, Houston, I'm
going
to go ahead and maneuver to DEI attitude
at this time to pitch, over. Roger, understand, Tom. Roger, Tom. Ken, this is Houston. Tom, could you hold off on that attitude change for a while? We'd like to watch the this purge until it completes.
Okay, I want to have John get that B-52 IMU.
And that's 2 minutes on a purge. How does that look to you?
Okay, we're not getting the data down, the high bit rate and data down, Gino. Okay, if you've completed the purge.
Okay, I know what you want to do.
Okay, you've completed the purge, so go ahead and maneuver to your attitude. That'll be fine.
Roger.
Okay, the purge is complete. The H2 purge line here is coming off at this time.
Roger, understand. Thank you, Jane.